Welcome to today's Member Solution Teleseminar on how to enroll tons of students from birthday parties, featuring Mike Dolbes. Mike Dolbes started his first school in 1998 when he was just 18 years old. Throughout his early 20s, he maintained a student count of over 220 and a monthly cash flow of $30,000 to $40,000 and sometimes more per month in his 2,800 square foot South Philadelphia school. He currently specializes in helping single school operators dominate their areas through creative direct response and community-based marketing. He is the author of many top-selling martial arts business resources, including Quick Karate Sales Letter and the Magic Intro Program. He is the co-founder of the MA Biz Secret Society, which is a business society for single, independent school owners only. Mike is also the publisher of Raising Real Winners, the audio magazine of successful parenting. Raising Real Winners is a monthly publication designed to educate the parents of martial arts students. Through a very simple plug-and-play system, school owners can deliver powerful parenting information from some of the world's foremost parenting experts. It's so powerful that industry insider Melody Schumann uses it at her school. And you can just go to raisingrealwinners.com/martial arts to find out more about it if you choose to. So with that in mind, Mike Dolbes, tell us everything you know about birthday parties and how to gain enrollments.
Well, thanks a lot, Kathy. I always appreciate the warm introduction and always a pleasure to work with you and Member Solutions. You guys are really, really on top of the game, so I really do appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to dive right in and talk about how to really get tons of new students from birthday parties. And one thing that you'll want to keep in mind is this is going to be a very, very content-rich call. There's really nothing going to be held back in terms of how-tos on this thing. So you want to take a lot of notes, and I believe in being very generous with the content I'm going to share, so I'm going to do my best to kind of do a brain dump on you so you can literally start doing this for yourself right away. And so I must warn you, I mean, some of the things you're going to hear, they might challenge what you've been taught or what you've learned or even what you've discovered through trial and error on birthday parties. And then a little background, this system pretty much came about when I was opened a brand new school after I had moved away from my Philly location that Kathy told you about. And this system really was born in efforts to, and we were brainstorming, what can we do to get as many students in this new school as quickly as possible? So with that kind of at the top of the piece of the paper, this system was born, and it does work. And, you know, I made a very conservative promise that if you listen to this call and apply it, then, maybe ask some questions or even get some follow-up help with it, you can conservatively add 48 new students to your school in the next 12 months. And that's a very conservative estimate that you can get one student per week if you do this correctly and then you actually embrace what I'm going to share with you. And again, you know, it's you can, and then the cool thing about it is it may take a little work, labor to get it moving, but then you can actually outsource it. I mean, I've been in school operations for 10 years. Recently, you know, my new school now is the MA Biz Secret Society. I recently took a little hiatus from operating day to day. It was a lifestyle decision. Basically my school is now other school owners. It's a lot of fun, but I can still count the number of times on my hands—not one hand, but on my hands—that I've actually had to literally physically do the birthday party. And if you're in a situation where you're the only, you're one man band or a one woman band, that's fine. You know, you do it until you find somebody that can do it for you. And then, as I'll show you, it'll basically run on autopilot and you'll just basically get the leads and the students. So with that said, what I'm going to do is, you know, you've all received an email that I guess got you to show up to this event. And you read, you know, in the email what was going to be covered, and you decided, hey, that seems worth it. I'll part with an hour of my valuable time to listen to this guy tell me about this system. So what I'm going to do is I'm basically going to run down through the bullets. But make sure you mute yourself. I think there's also a way that we can mute everybody, too, if we have to. But anyway, make sure you go ahead and mute yourself. And anyway, I'm going to basically run down the bullet points of everything that was covered in that email. So, first of all, you know, let's take it one step at a time. One thing in the email was three easy but often overlooked steps that will virtually guarantee new students from every party. And if you miss one of these, yeah, your parties will flop. So let's start with number one. Okay, number one in terms of some of the easy steps, and there are actually more, but we're going to talk about the three big ones. The first step in actually getting students from a party is all found inside the RSVP. And it's funny, I was talking to a new member today who mentioned, you know, the system and said, hey, I thought it was really cool that the students, the birthday party attendees actually RSVP to you. Now, before I get into that, one thing to think about is, you know, why do birthday parties? I mean, why do them? I mean, we've heard that they're a great service for your students. They can generate revenue. But more importantly, you got to make sure you're looking at the big picture. They can generate students, and that's what we're going to talk about. So I want to kind of salt you a little bit real quick. So why do you do birthday parties? Mainly to get new students. That's the only reason why you do birthday parties. What you're going to learn today is that what I encourage you to do is do them for free, is not charge at all for your birthday parties. And where this model came from, I study a lot of marketers and direct marketers, and I found this guy in the restaurant industry who was really good at filling up restaurants with patrons. And he literally taught, just like I do with other school owners, he taught other restaurant owners how to fill up their restaurants. And one of his systems was a birthday system. And you know, when I dug deeper to figure out why he does this, you know, the main thing was, well, think about it. Nobody celebrates their birthday alone. So obviously for a restaurant, that makes a lot of sense. Someone comes in to celebrate their birthday, and they bring 3, 4, 5, who knows how many people with them. Now, some of the breakthroughs come from outside of the industry you're in. That's one thing I do on a constant and never-ending basis is look at other industries and see how things apply. So when I thought about it like that, nobody celebrates their birthday alone. And in the past, I charged for birthdays $149. The instructor gets $75. The school gets $75. And, you know, frankly, if you want to charge for them, you have to market them. That's actually a whole other call, how to actually market paid birthday parties. And it could be done, but what I'm going to encourage you to do is free. Now, here's why you do it for free. Remember, at the top of the piece of paper is, you know, how do we get a bunch of students very quickly? So it answers that is no one celebrates their birthday alone. So, of course, you're going to tap the sphere of influence and the sphere of loose ties for your students. And that's a very powerful sphere of influence that you want to tap. So why you do them? You do them for free because nobody celebrates their birthday alone. Number two, why you do birthday parties is, if you do them free anyway, why you do them for free is you can add a ton of value to your school. You know, I mean, it doesn't make sense to charge. In my last school that I recently sold in June of 08, it was $169 per month on the basic program and $229 per month on the leadership program in a very blue-collar, small-town area. And, you know, I'd rather get $169 or $229 a month for my regular monthly tuition, for my core bread and butter, than worry about getting $149 for a birthday party. So when you actually do these birthday parties for free, you get to charge more for your program because you bundle in the value. You say, oh, and by the way, as a member, like for some of my school owners who also use our Raising Real Winners program, they'll say, hey, by the way, as a member here, you get access to this monthly audio magazine, Raising Real Winners. You also get a free birthday party once a year if you want. Most people only use one, but once a year. And so it enables you to add more value to your school. So I'd rather charge $169 for my program than $99 and get paid for birthday parties, if that makes sense. I mean, it's your bread and butter. You know, go after your bread and butter. So that's why, again, I encourage doing them for free, or at least testing doing some free parties. So now, with that said, let's get into the three easy steps, because I want to skip over that real quick. Three easy steps, three simple things you have to do that are a must. One is contained in the invitation and RSVP method. Now, and then someone brought this up today, and it's funny how you do things and you think that they're very simple and, you know, whatever, that's just the way I do it. But other people look at it and they say, wow, that's really interesting, and that's what's brought to my attention today. it's interesting that you take the RSVPs, he said. And I said, yeah, exactly. What I discovered is that I don't want to fight people for names and addresses and all that kind of stuff, and we're going to get into that in a second. I want to only deal with the people who are coming. I don't want to deal with, you know, everybody. I don't want to say, hey, you know, let me have your mailing list so I can mail out your birthday party. Oh, you know, the school won't give me, if most kids will invite kids from their classroom. Oh, the school can't give me their addresses. Well, damn Skippy, you know, I don't want, you know, somebody getting, my daughter's address from school just so willy-nilly. So, of course, it's hard to do that kind of stuff, especially that, you know, identity theft is so rampant and things like that, privacy. You know, so it's very hard. This is why I discovered it was so hard to get, what did I want? I wanted students and I wanted at least a lead, a mailing address of somebody that I can get in contact with. So after doing it the hard way, and the best thing about banging your head against the wall is when you finally stop. So after doing it the hard way for all those years, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have the RSVP such to where they call us to register. And that's another value. Now they're getting this student's getting this free party, and you're taking the RSVPs. Oh, man, you know, this is like a dream come true for a parent. You have to deal with RSVPs? Amazing. Yep, that's true. Okay, so that even adds more value to it. So anyway, I think people won't tell their friends about stuff like that. They absolutely will. So not to get off track. So the RSVP is so important, and you can literally pre-frame the whole thing just in the RSVP. And there's a script that I came up with. I'll just, you know, rattle it off to you real quick. Hey, yeah, I'm calling, and your school's phone number's on the invitation. That's what I'm going to talk about next. But the RSVP is the key. So they call, hey, I'm calling the RSVP for Joey's party. Oh, okay, Joey's party. That's coming up on Saturday, April, what's this Saturday, 25th? On Saturday, April 25th. Oh, yeah, okay, great. You're calling me. Let me just jot your name down, and you can move it to another organized database if you want from there. No big deal. Okay, great. Okay, you will be at Billy's party. Okay, no problem. Okay, what's your son's name? Oh, Joey Jones. Okay, got him down here. Hey, and your name, I'm sorry, Mary, listen. And I'm not asking her for any information at all. I'm just her friend. I'm not looking to get her physical address and her firstborn and all that stuff. I don't want to scare people away. A lot of marketing, unfortunately, when it's done wrong, it scares people. You can't scare people. You have to let them gently come to you. So I'm doing this. I'm gently letting her be attracted to me. So here's what's going to happen. She's going to, I'm going to say, okay, Mary, great, got you down. Listen, two important things. And she's all ears. She's listening. We need you to be on time because it is a planned party. You'd be amazed just from that sentence, the rates went up of people actually showing up on time. Why do you want them there on time? Because it's a planned party. Your party is such to where you're doing things and it's all conducive to the next steps, which I'm going to go over. So it's a planned party, so please be on time. Maybe 5 or 10 minutes early is plenty, but just be on time. And then when you come in, what I need you to do, Mary, is look for, those are key words, look for a permission slip. And that will give Johnny a chance, I forget whose name I'm using now, but that'll give your son a chance to make sure he can participate in all the games and all the activities that we do. So now, as opposed to her coming in late and me trying to convince her to fill out this slip to get a free drawing, which is so archaic. I mean, if you're doing that, stop doing that. Don't do that ever again. You know, do it this way. It's so much easier. So she's going to come in. She's going to look for the slip most of the time, 90% of the time. And sometimes you have to remind them, and then the subconscious will say, oh, yeah, that's right. I have to look for that. And if it's, you know, oh, you know, the dad or the stepdad brings the kid or whatever, or the aunt or the uncle. Oh, what do I have to do? Oh, no, I discussed this with Billy's mom. You just have to go ahead and fill this out for him. Now, here's the next step, how you get all the information. You need to have somebody obviously manning that. Sometimes you'll employ, not pay them, but you'll employ the parent or one of the parents, you know, to help you out who's doing the party. And they want to help you. You know why? They got a free party. You know, it's the law of reciprocity. So they want to help you as much as they can. Because you know what? You just saved them $150, $200 and a bunch of aggravation, okay? So in my free party, just to disclaim this, there's no frills, all right? No frills. There's no, you know, cake or pizza or anything like that, okay? They bring all that. And, again, I'm not going to go into how you actually present this to your students. And, you know, those are logistical things, and I don't want to get too much into that. We're talking about the marketing function of this. So, you know, they're doing everything, and they'll actually be on this as well. But you'll spend at least 10 minutes while the people, guests, are kind of checking in, and you can kind of police it as well. And when I say by police it, I don't mean you kind of have to hawk people, but you just got to have to remind them sometimes. Some of them will come in looking for it. Some of them will say, oh, do I need that slip? And, you know, sometimes you'll say, hey, remember, we just got to go ahead and fill that out. But as long as you have it strategically positioned, it's very easy. Now, the next thing I do, which is a very subtle, subconscious, persuasive technique, and I train my staff on this, I don't have to do it anymore. When I'm doing trainings for staff members, even my clients, I'll train them and I'll tell them, this is so important when you do this system. You have to hold the clipboard out, and you have to hold it up in one hand, and you have to take your other hand and kind of gently graze it down the paper and say, okay, Sally, great to meet you. Do me a favor. Go ahead and fill this out completely. And as I say fill this out completely, my hands gently go down the paper. And subconsciously, what that does to them, it triggers them to realize he wants me to fill this whole thing out. And then you look at it, you never believe it, but 90% of them, 95% of them will be completely filled out. Names, addresses, phone numbers, child name, child date of birth. Guess why you want that? Let them have a free birthday party. Bring 20 of their friends. It's like network marketing, or so. It's like a pyramid scheme. It just keeps growing. It's amazing. That doesn't sound too good, but it's amazing what can actually happen with this when you do it right. So they'll fill that out completely, and then Junior will go, you know, hang out on the mat for a little, and you'll just kind of check everybody in. So one key step was the RSVP. If you mess that up, the system will, it's like, you know, it has all these legs, and if you take one leg off, it doesn't stand right. The next step is the invitation, which you guys all got as a little, you know, free sample. Now, I'll tell you, that invitation, again, no frills, too. I mean, some of my clients, they've taken that to their designer, and they've ballooned, you know, made it even more fancy and more fun, you know. But I found that invitation works fine. It's the concept, the principle. Another cool way, now here's the other thing. You can take the calls on the RSVP. That's real convenient, and you can do that. And then if you're using Event Manager, you can now have a backslash page, or you have the link for your Event Manager, okay, or, you know, your web form or whatever it is, but you can use the Event Manager thing, and they'll go to that special link, and they'll fill out their information, and, you know, some very simple wording. It's basically the same wording that we use, and we have the permission slip right online. You can actually do that, too, and they click, and they agree that, you know, hey, when kids get together, there's always a chance that, you know, it's one – they run into each other. It's a very simple. It's not. I'm sure it wouldn't hold up in court, but it works. I've never had, knock on wood, never had any problems in 10 years. And so anyway, you can now the other convenient. Now they don't have to call you to RSVP. They can go right to your online registration, and they automatically enter into your database and maybe send an email or something like that. So these are ways to make it more efficient. So, you know, when you're using the Event Manager, call, you know, make sure you use the support provided by Member Solutions and ask them, you know, hey, I wanted to get it to take the registration, the RSVPs. I want to have this special link that I'm going to put on my invitation and let them go to this page to register, and I want to get the lead. And then I want to, basically you can confirm that they registered for the party and put them, you know, there's all kind of cool things. But you take the invites via phone, following a simple script. You get two things across, and then you put those same, you give them the option to do it online. You put those same things on the Event Manager page, you know, the two things. Be on time, look for a permission slip. Okay, so the same thing that happens face-to-face or on the phone happens in the virtual world, but I encourage you to use that as well because it makes it so much more efficient, especially now when you say you're getting this free birthday party and you don't have to do all the RSVPs and your guests can even register RSVP online. Wow. They say, wow, that's amazing. Yep, it really is. Tell your friends about it. Okay, so it's real important. So that's like step number one, step number two, and then the last piece of that puzzle, okay, we said invite, we said invitation, physical invitation. Here's the other thing. You don't mail them out. You don't mail the invitations out. You don't want their mailing list. You want the people that are going to show up. That's who you want, because if 20 people show up, guess what? All 20 are not going to enroll anyway. Okay, that's just the way it is. That's why I said just 48 new students this year. Okay, and I just very conservatively said just one. Okay, but you get 20 people to show up. All 20 are not enrolling right away anyway. So then you'll get, and we'll go through the system, you'll have another certain percentage that will take you up on this offer that I'm going to go through, and then you'll have another certain percentage that actually will enroll. And you can actually get more than one. I just like to be very conservative in my promises. But I've experienced sometimes 3 and 4 and 5 students in one party. You know, this is really cool. Now, back it up a step, all right? The invitation, the RSVP, you hand them the invitations, and they give them out. They fill them out. They put who it's for. It's blank. Blank pieces, you know, blank lines. It's like any invitation you get at a store. Only that you're getting them printed, and you give them to them. All right, very simple, because you don't want to bother with that. You're too busy. You want to do the great party, offer a cool service, you can charge more to your students, build even more rapport with your student, and then get their friends in your door. So the next key component of the puzzle is that permission slip where I said, graze your hand over it. Okay, so because that enables you to build your mailing list very quickly, okay, very quickly with qualified leads. And I don't really call them prospects. What I call them, we have, you know, software that we use to segment, and, you know, we do it for our clients as well, where they're going to basically be your special event leads. It's no different than getting a lead from a bully seminar or a lead from a self-defense seminar. We call them special event leads. And if you want, you can even have another category, call them birthday party leads. It's up to you. But I kind of lump them in as special event leads. So I'm going to get that permission slip. I'm going to basically hold that for a couple of days. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, all right, now the party starts. What I need you to do now is play the noodle game, okay? And then after that, you're going to play the, you know, run and touch the pad game. You know, I'm not going to sit here and rattle off all these drills. I mean, we've all forgotten more drills than we probably know. So, but here's the deal. If you want to structure, I'm going to give you a basic outline of the party. You plug it in to the best class, with the best classroom drills that you enjoy and you know resonate with that age group. Because your party, the structure of your party, it's really 2 hours max. And it's, you know, it's going to be basically games, you know, food, games, gifts, cake, and then a special announcement you make at the end. I mean, that's pretty much the outline. I'm not going to go into the details. I'll give you a little skeleton to follow. Now, let's say the party starts at 2. Well, It isn't until about 10 after 2 that you actually walk onto the mat, okay? And by the way, what I just talked about, getting registrations through your event manager, getting registrations through that permission slip, you collected all that without any pressure. That was bullet number 2, by the way, on that email, okay? Now, anyway, getting back to the structure of the party. All right, so the party's scheduled from 2 to 4 on a Saturday. It's probably 10 after 2 or something before you walk out on the mat. You've gotten all the permission slips done. You've gotten all the database of everybody that registered through your online way, your online form or your event manager. All that said, you maybe printed those out and put them in a little pile, because sometimes I like to work, even though I live a lot in the virtual world, I like to make sure I have paper trails and certain things as well. So now I can put those in a stack, and now you or your instructor, hopefully down the road, somebody else, not you or your instructor, but another person who's in charge of your birthday parties or multiple, is going to go out and start the party. Now, again, I'm not going to go through the details of what you're going to do. But at that point in time, one thing you're not going to do is a big intro. Your party's got to be really fun. There's got to be music playing. There's got to be people bouncing and jumping. And it's got to be a party. You know, that's the key. It really does have to be a birthday party. It has to be really fun. And you don't want, you know, again, people sometimes they overdo it on the whole respect thing and, you know, just have a party. You know, yes, you can talk about yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and focus your eyes, but it's, you got to minimize that stuff, and you got to make your party fun, valuable, and you got to get the kids talking about that party and all the fun, cool games you did. You can easily relate them to the respect and the values of martial arts, but get it out of your head that you have to lead with that. You have to lead with entertainment. That's the key, okay, if you want people to come back. All right, now, so again, you're going to probably do, it's 10 after 2, you got an hour and 50 minutes that you have to occupy. First thing you do is get all their attention with, like, the best game you got. Come out swinging, okay? Come out with your knockout punch, all right? Then you're going to leave a knockout punch to the end, too. So you're going to start with your knockout punch game, you're going to end with your knockout punch game. So you're going to do that, you know, until about maybe 2:30-ish or something like that. Then, again, you can play around with this structure. Then for like 5 minutes or so, you might highlight on the birthday kid, make them break a board or something you want to do that's congruent to what you do in your school. And then usually by that time, they're a little sweaty. You know, it's 2:45 and pizza has arrived. So you probably do about 15 minutes of eating, 5 minutes of a little digestion. You know, maybe you're talking to kids in a little circle, da-da-da-da-da. This is where you can maybe take 2 minutes and have a little bit of, you know, value, character development type thing, but not too much. and then you got is more so let's get ready for the next game. And then after that, I mean, we used a bounce around thing where you blow it up. We had 10-foot ceilings, and I know some clients who do that as well, and that occupies some time, and they love that. Ooh, you know, they're all bouncing around. So again, I'm just giving you a basic structure. All right, so now it's 3 o'clock. They're done. You play another game till 3:10. You do another game till probably 3:20, and then you're going to have cake and happy birthday and gifts. And that's going to take you till about 3:40, and you got to watch the clock because now it's getting down to the wire, and you got to end strong. So now after all the gifts are done, this is not an exact science. All the gifts are done and all this other good stuff. Cake is done. You know, they didn't eat too much. They don't throw up on your mats or anything. You bring them out, and you got to kind of go again with your knockout punch. Okay? So you go again with your knockout punch. And, you know, the bulk of the time I'm going to be sharing with you today is really going to be about the words you use to get them back on the file, you know, to your school. Now, so you end with that that knockout game, okay, then that brings you to the next step, which is very critical. But let me just kind of glance over at my screen because I'm a believer in truth in advertising, okay? So now let's just kind of leave it as you're finishing with your knockout punch on the physical side of things. Then all the students at the party, all the kids at the party are going to sit down, okay, and they're going to chill out, okay, for a minute, and you got like 5 minutes left because you can justify ending at like 3:55. It's free, remember? So if you want to work less, you could because it's free. But if you want to go to 4 or over, that's fine too. I have had staff members that actually did that. I say, why are you going over time? Just end it, you know, on time. All right, so how to book yourself solid, all right, throughout the whole year. Here's the deal. You just, you know, you go out to your student base, you send out an email, you do all these different things. Even maybe it's worth it, send a postcard out. And you say, we have actual sales letters that we use, and we actually also, I've encouraged with the, you know, with the tougher times and the fact that school owners got to hustle a little more, some of my clients are offering free birthdays to non-members, and they have these websites set up that are keyworded, you know, looking for a birthday party in blankety-blank area, kids' birthday party, so now they're, like, dominating the Internet, and they have this little sales letter online, and they got, you know, have the thing on there to collect the lead. So you can go crazy with this. I mean, the more birthday parties you set and you follow the system, the more students you end up getting. So there's all different ways. So if you want to book yourself solid just within your student base and you want to charge everybody else, that's fine, too. But the easiest way you do that is you go out on the classroom floor after the end of class, where when you make your announcements, you get on your soapbox or whatever you do, and you say, the kids' class, of course, you say, everyone out there, hey, who in here has a birthday coming up in the next year? And everybody raises their hand. I do. I have a birthday coming up in the next year. Some people don't get it at first. And then everybody laughs. Oh, he's so funny. And then what you do is you say, listen, it's my economic stimulus package, if you want to piggyback off that. It's getting old now, though. Free birthday parties for all you guys. What? No way. You know, it's like drinks are on the house. You know, everybody gets happy. Free birthday parties for all you guys. But here's the deal. You got to book it now. I don't care if your birthday is 12 months from now or you just had one and it's not coming up until 12 months or it's 3 months from now or 8 months from now. Then what you do is you go with your staff and you block out all the times that are available and you pull out the calendar. Here, pick a date. Some people pick two dates. You do two on one part, two parties on one day. I've even had students combine parties sometimes and bring more people. Great. Sounds like a plan to me. All right, so you just, that's it. That's how you book yourself solid with birthday parties. It's so simple. All right, now so you have the date out, and you do that. You send an email out. You know, you do that. In one of my sequences, in the autoresponder sequence for my new students, part of the new student campaign, it says, by the way, I wanted to remind you. They get an automatic email. By the way, I wanted to remind you, all of our students get free birthday parties. Do me a favor. Reply to this email, and let me know, you know, when you might want to have that. Book parties on basically on autopilot, so it's very easy to book yourself. Now, here's the thing. I mean, it could burn you out. That's why I encourage sharing this with somebody and letting them, you know, training them, and I'll tell you how to do that in a second. But that's how you book yourself solid with birthday parties throughout the whole year, as you just say, who has a birthday coming up in the next year? And everybody raises their hand, and you just say, all right, we're having free parties, all right? All right, so now, I want to come back to the last 10 minutes of the party because that's so important. All right, so we talked about how to book yourself solid all year. You can run, you can do it. I mean, you can run lead generation ads in the back of your local newspaper free kids' birthday parties. I mean, go to this website. I mean, for anyone to actually, using this kind of system and actually really working it, I wouldn't rely on this 100% for all my students. But I've seen it where it can be a bulk of the enrollments for that month. It's really that powerful. Again, there's some work, and you have to follow the system. It's like watching a TV show, like Emerald. There you go, the BAM guy, right? And he gives you this recipe, but you gotta follow it exactly, or else it's not gonna taste anywhere near like Emerald or Rachel Ray. I don't know whoever it is that's a famous cook, but you gotta follow it exactly. But it is really powerful. Now, I already talked about basic party structures that make your parties fun. Again, I didn't go through, play this game and here's how you do that. You really just got to chunk it out, come out with your knockout punch in the beginning, end with your knockout punch, and just have that skeleton, and some people will pepper it with their personality. But remember, entertainment, it's got to be fun, all right? All right, now, real quick, before we come back to the end of the party, which is so crucial to the system, and there's some words in there that you want to listen to and write down, okay? It's so important. But anyway, before I get to that, how to get your birthday party system to run on autopilot without you. All right, I mentioned it, actually. I talked about using things like the event manager, using the internet. That almost goes without you. But the key to get it to run on autopilot is to train somebody. I don't care, there's probably a minimum cutoff age, with your younger, teenage students or whatever. And you got to make sure whoever you train on this is responsible, because you don't want to be off, enjoying a weekend with your family, and at the last minute someone calls you and says, "Oh, Mr. Smith, remember that party you had me scheduled to do tomorrow as the host? Well, guess what? I can't do that." And you're like, "What?" So you have to be sure. And here's what I do. Whenever I knew that I've had like 3 or 4 people on the bench, I would turn up the faucet. I would just open it up wide and just start booking parties like crazy, because I knew some are better than others, some are more reliable than others, and if this guy didn't do it, he's going to step in. Now, here's the deal. You got to pay these people, okay? If you want them to last, you got to pay them. Here's the pay structure to get it work, to get it on autopilot. You can go as low as $25 or $30 just for the party, just to host it. Okay, so it's a 17, 18-year-old, or it could be just a guy, who'd rather do this and loves it than bartend on the weekends to make extra money for his family. I had people like that, too. Guys that were in their late 30s that would teach part-time for me. And, instead of going out and doing something else for extra money, they love martial arts. So they get $30 straight up just to do the party. And, again, they were trained on this whole system, too. And now if anybody enrolled as a direct result of the party, I'm going to give you the how-tos on that, and the script to actually use. If anybody enrolled as a direct result of the party, I don't care if it was a month from now, 2 days from now, or a year from now, if they look at that student on the floor, if it's right away, it's easy to track. High five, man, they were at your party, awesome, here's your $50. So in my case, I was getting $369 down on the first transaction. I'll pay $80 out all day long. So when I mean $80, I mean $30 for just doing the party, $50 as the commission for the person to enroll. That's how you get to run on autopilot. You won't run on autopilot if you're cheap. The more you pay, the better, believe it or not. The more motivated they'll be. It's just the way it is. I don't care if they tell you they're not interested in money. They're still interested in money. So $30, $50. So someone can make $80. So imagine a 17, 18-year-old kid, or even, the guy who loves doing martial arts and wants to pick up a few extra bucks for his family, $80 for 2 hours, having fun, teaching martial arts, doing something they would do anyway for free? Yeah, they're interested. All right, that's how you get people to do this on autopilot. You got to pay them, right? So you got to pay them for their time, even if the party's a dud. And that has happened before. Like I said, it's the law of averages. There's some parties where you'll get nobody from. It's just a numbers game. And then some parties will get 4. And it all evens out, okay? So I'll gladly pay that guy, $50 a head if I got 4 enrollments times 369 down. I'm happy to give him an extra $200, for 2 hours on a Saturday. Awesome. I'll do that all day long. So you got to pay these people to get it run on autopilot, and then you got to train them, and you got to constantly train them. And I'm going to give you, again, the end of the party steps, but just as an example of how you got to constantly inspect what you expect. Let me take a swig of water here. You got to be sure that you're on top of it. I had these two people running parties, and I said, one guy's name was Jason, one guy's name was Mike, and I said, Mike, why is it that Jason has, over the last like four parties, consistently gotten like two enrollments from the party, and you haven't gotten any. What's happening here? He said, I don't know. I said, well, tell me how you're doing the end of the party. And he told me how he was doing it, and I said, no, you know, you know, I'm not like the best manager in the world. I said, no. Let's go over it again. And he fixed it, and guess what? The next party he did, he had an enrollment from the party. So it's so crucial that you have to look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. Now again, the first two or three parties, it's going to be like a garden, okay? You know, I'm a city person. I grew up in South Philly. You know, I mean, I'm not really into gardens, but I have one now where I live. You know, we have a couple of flower beds. But here's what I know. I know that if we go out there Saturday and my wife starts messing around that garden and planting stuff, we can't go back like the next day all mad because the garden didn't grow yet. Okay, it's a process. So you got to remember that you might screw up a little bit in the beginning. Your staff member might screw up a little bit, but it's okay because it's all about the future. So just think about the garden analogy. Don't go in there kicking dirt around. Oh man, this garden isn't working. You know, just keep working it. Okay, keep playing around with it and just follow the system. But anyway, what was I talking about? I forgot. But so you got to constantly tweak and inspect what they're doing and constantly train them on it. You know, it's got to be part of your regular training. And then once you get somebody who's got it, I mean, they'll have it, and it's less and less. You don't have to be on it so much. But, I mean, it's cool. It's a great feeling. You walk out the door. You walk out the door on a Saturday after teaching all day. There's a party starting. The guy or girl's getting all the permission slips done. He's got a stack. He's starting his games. You know that Monday you're going to come into a stack of things ready to do the next step. Now, here's the end of the party. This is what I was telling you you didn't want to miss. The end of the party is so important, all right? So it's about 3:45 now. Party ends at 4, or 3:50 or something like that. Party ends at 4. You just did your last come-out swinging, knockout punch game. Everybody's all jazzed up and excited, you know. And everyone's sitting down. And you say, and I don't care if there's parents there or not. It doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter if your parents are. This is really the kids. You're going to use the nag effect. The nag effect is something I often speak about and talk about in my marketing coaching, and it works for us or against us as martial arts school owners. The nag effect can either be, I don't want to go to class anymore. No, I keep telling you, I don't want to go anymore. That's a nag effect working against us because eventually parents give in. All right, or the other one of nag effect of, I want to do this, I want to go. You know, you have to use the nag effect either way. Hopefully you use it in your favor. Now, here's what happens. At the end of the party, say you got 20 kids there, and you pull up the birthday party, and the birthday boy, and he or girl, and they give a bow. All right, let's give him another big hand. All right, great, awesome. You know, and of course, you know, I'm not going to do this as if it was live, but so everyone came to your party. You're real happy, Joey. Yes, sir. Okay, everybody have a good time. Everybody say yes, sir, and you coach them on doing that. Get some positive yeses going. All right, who had a lot of fun? Who enjoyed all the games? Everybody say, me, sir, okay, awesome. Now, everybody here, let's just pretend the birthday boy is our favorite student, Johnny. Everybody here gave Johnny a gift. Well, most of you did, you know. But everybody gave Johnny a gift. And I know Johnny's really appreciative of that. And just like he went around, he thanked you guys all and he took a bow. And Johnny's never going to forget that, are you, Johnny? No, sir, I'm never going to forget that. You know, that's awesome. Good spirit, good character. Now, but let me ask you guys this. You gave Johnny gifts. You gave Johnny a lot of gifts. But do you guys like gifts too? Yes, sir! You know, they all raised their hand. Of course we like gifts, right? Again, I'm like asking questions I already know the answer to. Well, I'll tell you what. Johnny and I, we have a gift for you. Who wants to know what it is? You see the anticipation I'm creating? Who wants to know what it is? I do. Okay. All right, and you pull out this piece of paper, which is another step in the process, and you say, and this has to be done correctly. You know, the right words have to be on it. This is a special invitation. And you see at the top it says, special invitation for Johnny's friends. You guys are all Johnny's friends, right? Yes, sir. Okay. You guys get to come back. Preferably, now again, I'm talking now, interrupt, time out. Preferably it's Monday. That's when it really should be. You guys get to come back on Monday at 6:30 now, you should, if you like, oh my God, I teach classes 6:30 on Monday. I got, you know, just figure out a time on your schedule that's convenient. You need to have this in place. It's so important. And if you don't have a time on your schedule, make one. You guys get to come back Monday at 6:30 and do a special class. Now, we had a lot of crazy fun today, but the next class, we're going to learn some more martial arts. I'm going to show you X, Y, and Z, whatever your X, Y, and Z is, and I'm going to show you how you can actually earn your first belt. Who thinks that'd be really cool? Say, me, sir. Me, sir. Okay. Now, here's a special time. Everybody say, Monday, 6:30. Where at? Right here. All right. I'll see you guys then. You're going to take this home. You're going to put it on your refrigerator. Make sure you tell your parents that you want to do this and come back. Okay. You know, I've heard before, come back and get your photo and your picture. You know, it's too much work. I found this to be so much easier. You know, just come back, and I just make a big deal that this special class is only for Johnny's students. I don't have to worry about photos and, hey, you know, we're going to cut the cake with a sword. If you want to do all that, that's great. If you want to take a picture with each kid, that's fine, too. But, you know, I've heard all that, and I've tried it all, and this is what I found to be the best. So now, at the end of the party, you're going to basically, on the way out, when the kids are leaving, here's that invitation I was telling you about, Johnny. Mom, what's this, Johnny? Oh, we get to come back. Here's that invitation I was telling you about, Billy. Oh, what's this? Oh, we get to come back. And they're just over and over and over and over. And you're just handing these things out, and that's very important that these things get handed out. But the overall announcement, the excitement was given, and sometimes what's really cool is some of the parents are coming in to pick up at the end of that. So they're hearing all the positive things. And you can throw in another, hey, what are the four laws of focus if you want at that point in time? No worries. So, you know, that's pretty much now here's the next step. So those are the magic words at the end. And we're going to wrap up here as we're coming down to the wire. But now the next step is they actually all show up Monday. My rule when they show up on Monday is I don't sell them anything. I don't say, hey, and you get to try it for $99, blah, 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 you know, because I don't want people saying, yeah, I did that birthday thing, and then I went back for that special day, and he tried to sell me a membership. I don't want any of that. What I do, and what my clients have found success with, on that particular day they come back, is they do another awesome lesson. Now it's more martial arts related. And now all the parents are actually watching. Because they've been hearing about this since Saturday when they left the party, that they got to go back Monday. Now, rewind a little bit. Monday morning when you walk in, you call those people, those 20 slips, and you say, hey, even if you leave voicemail, you get cell phone numbers, you'll get some of these, you'll get a hold of half of them at least. Hey, this is Mike from, you know, from XYZ Martial Arts, and you guys are at a party here over the weekend. And I just want to make sure that Joey had a great time. You're staring right at the slip or the printout, so you got his name. Just want to make sure Joey had a good time. Did everything go well? Oh, yeah, he really enjoyed it. Hey, by the way, we had that special class tonight at 6:30 for all of Joey's friends. It's only about 20, 30 minutes of your time. And, I got some RSVPs from some other people, and I wasn't sure if you guys were going to make that. Just check in. Oh, yeah, we're going to be there. Or if they say, oh, no, we really can't make that. Okay, hey, I'd hate to have you miss out on that. We can do something later in the week, Thursday or Friday, and then you're just scheduling them for just a basic intro, really. Oh, I can do that. I can reschedule. Absolutely. I don't want to see you miss out on it. And then sometimes you'll go through the whole thing, and, oh, we're not really interested right now. Hey, no problem. It's great to have you as a guest. And now you get their name, their email address, all that good stuff. Now, we even have a sequence for my Platinum members where we put them into, like, a special event sequence, and they get an email saying, hey, it was great to have you as our guest recently, so it's vague, and they can use it for bully classes and all that kind of stuff. It was great to have you as our guest recently, so they get an email, and it gives them a little offer, and then actually we have a fulfillment company that actually shoots out, you know, 3 days later a mail piece that says the same thing. It was great to have you as our guest, and I just want to remind you, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So the ones who don't show up to that Monday get put into that special marketing sequence. So that's all, you know, other things you can think about. But anyway, so let's just say now 20 show at the party, 10 show up for your special day, you do an awesome intro class, and you basically, as you get all the audience captive, after the end of the intro class, you show them how they're going to get their next belt. You kind of give them that teaser. You know, it's almost like a TV show. Tune in next week, you know, how to survive in a tough economy, you know, 5 tips at 11 o'clock. You know, it's kind of that same thing. You know, you give them that little teaser, how to get their belt, and you say, hey, you basically now addressing all the parents, and you say, listen, we all had a lot of fun today, right? Yes, sir. Okay, great. Listen, moms and dads, whenever I do things like this and have a, you know, kids come back from one of the parties and do this special class, I really enjoy doing it. It's part of the birthday party, you know, program that we have here. And I get a lot of questions from you, from parents. They want to know certain things about hours and schedules and tuition and all that kind of stuff. And I think those are all valid questions, and I want to answer those for you. However, I can't answer them tonight because, as you can see, we have our next class getting ready to start. But as a courtesy to you, keywords, magic words, as a courtesy to you, I've arranged to where you guys can get one more personal visit where you can ask some of your questions. We'll answer them, and we'll get to know you a little bit better, and we'll give Joey a chance to go for his first bell. Now, let's just say your program director is Joe Smith. Just go ahead and see Mr. Joe at the front desk, or if it's you, just go ahead and meet me over at the front desk, and we'll go ahead and pencil you in for that. That is a first-come, first-served basis, and there is some limited times available for later this week or early next week. All right. Kenye, chatty up, you know, bow, courtesy. Great having you guys. I'll be over here, all right? And then you'll get 10 out of 10 show up and make an appointment to see you. That's when you enroll them. You don't enroll them that day when they show back up. So you'll get 10 out of 10 to make an appointment, and then from there your normal show ratios will come into effect. So if your normal show ratio is, you know, 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 or whatever the case, they'll come into effect after that. But let me tell you, I mean, it just works, and it continues to work. And, you know, one of the things, I mean, here's the deal. You know, I encourage my members all the time to, you know, go out there and work in the community and do things, and that's kind of like what I do in the martial arts world is I do things like this to, you know, for our, you know, for Member Solutions, and it's always a pleasure. And, you know, one of our smartest members, they do this system, and they constantly have questions on it, and we're constantly tweaking on it. So you guys can certainly take this thing and run with it, and, you know, if you want to obviously get more follow-up help with this and, you know, pretty much get ongoing, because this is, like I said, one thing literally can fill your pipeline for a long time. You can follow some of those links. You can go to follow some of those links with the MMA Business Secret Society. We always do a trial period. You can do one special link I think is still up is www.mabizsecretsociety.com/5. You can even, you know, do your Member Solutions, you know, do it through your Member Solutions account to do your trial. You can try us out, you know, and see if it's something that you want to do. And there's a lot more, obviously, behind the curtain that we do talk about, but this is just one of the marketing systems that we developed over time that really does work and work really well. So I guess let's open up the questions and I'll give it my phone number real quick. I'll daringly do that. It's area code 267-992-2970. And if you don't get me, just leave a voicemail. And most of you have already got my email address. So anyway, Kathy, you want to open it up?
Sure. I just unmuted. Is there anybody on the phone line that has a question? Okay. Nobody on the phone with a question. We do have web questions. Bruce wants to know, he says that we draw from at least 10 area elementary schools and find that we get the same children repeatedly. It's frustrating knowing they won't join. Giving guests around free parties seems to guarantee that this will happen more, won't it?
Say it again a little slow. I think you were kind of breaking up there a little bit.
Oh, sorry about that. His question is that they draw from at least 10 elementary schools in the area.
That's great.
And they, yeah, definitely. And they, but he finds that he gets the same children repeatedly and feels it's frustrating knowing they won't join, and giving guests their own free parties seems to guarantee that may happen.
Well,
I guess he's asking, isn't that true?
Well, it's one of those things where, I mean, you can shoot it down quicker than you could, you know, than you can even care to start implementing it, okay? That's just one thing. And, you know, so that there's a little bit of something, a little bit of a mindset going on here, and I think drawing from 10 area elementary schools is you're drowning in a sea of opportunity, actually, then, because there's a ton of opportunity there. And, you know, yeah, it is frustrating when people keep taking you up on the freebie things. I mean, I had people on my email list for 3 years, never joined my program, but just the way it is. I mean, some people are not going to, you know, gonna take that next step with you, and that's fine. You have to adopt what I learned from a guy named James Malinchak as the 3 SWs: Some will, some won't. So what? Okay, so that's one attitude to have. And then when you have that attitude, you'll start to attract the other people to you that want to do it. Now again, you know, you may implement this system and find that not everybody joins. Guess what? That's normal. That's going to happen. You're going after the low-hanging fruit. You're introducing yourself and your school to people that, you know, in a different fashion, in a fun, get-to-know-you type atmosphere. You're celebrating their birthday with them. Okay, now, you're going to have people, again, that constantly show up to the buddy events, constantly show up to the birthday parties, constantly show up to all that stuff. I don't care what you're doing. Buddy event, bully seminar, stranger danger. I don't care. And their parents come to the free women's self-defense, and they never join. I don't care. You know, name the activity. Yes, you're going to get that. It's just the way it is. You know, I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. But the more you're doing like this, you're going to get some of that low-hanging fruit. So, you know, follow the system and try it. You know, that's the best thing I can say, I guess, to that.
Okay. Okay, yeah, sounds good. There's always a way to make it a little bit better. Okay, here's another question. If your person that's come to the extra class, before you invite them back to get their white belt, they want to know the pricing information. Do you give that to them and sit down with them anyway if you can arrange that?
No, because you heard the words. Okay. You heard the words that I said. And I'm actually talking to you like you asked that, Kathy. You heard the words that I said. And the words are, as a courtesy to you, look, my next class is coming in. And now you have to position it, right? You can't say, hey, look, my next class. You can't like, hey, he told me to say that, and then there's nobody standing there ready to do the next class. I mean, now everyone listening to this call is smarter than that, of course. But, I mean, you have to adjust a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, see, when you follow the system right and you do it the right way, you're not going to get – you're controlling the environment. So you're not going to get questions out of context. So someone might come up to you and say – say they come to you at the end of the party. You're busy. As long as you look busy, people don't want to bother you. What happens when you go to a networking event and you want to talk to somebody, but you can see they're engaged in a conversation with somebody else? You just kind of stand there. You don't interrupt them and say, da, da, da. So if you're busy handing out these things, talking to parents, meeting and greeting, just moving, looking. You'll say, listen, hey, I am really busy right now. I will definitely, when you guys come in on Monday, we'll do that special class. We'll even determine whether this is even a better fit for you. There's no obligation when you come back on Monday.
I'm losing you. Can you hear me?
We can certainly, you know, talk more about it then. Now, I didn't say we'll talk about it. I said we'll talk more about it. You know, so talk more about it means you do the class and you're, hey, we're going to answer all those questions. So someone else is joining me on the teleseminar, Kathy. Does that make sense? Hello? Kathy, I think we lost you there for a minute.
There, now I'm back. I think so, too. I might have to grab my cell phone and switch over. We do have, sorry about that. I lost you completely. We do have two more questions.
Sure.
One is from Wendy, and she wanted to know, you know, who do you usually have do the follow-up lead from the party to enrollment, the program director who did the or the person who did the party?
Oh, no. Sometimes the person who does the party is going to be that part-time type person, you know, so they're not going to be available Monday, you know, at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, you know. So you're either going to have your program director who's going to be very in sync. Whoever's in charge of membership sales in your organization is going to do this. So they're going to be very in sync to what's going on at the party. They're going to, you know, you'll train the staff member to leave a manila folder with a little sticky note on it that says Joey's party. And the person knows that these are the leads from Joey's party. If you do two parties in a weekend, the next stack is Billy's party, separated. So he can say, you were at Billy's party, you know. So it's either you or your program director. Who's ever hustling, who's ever in charge of, you know, who's ever the rainmaker is the person who's making those calls.
Okay, great. We have a couple more questions that just popped in. So, first, Larry just wanted to kind of make an observation. Larry said, he says thank you to you. He says, as for the question, what do you do if they continue to come free to free events and don't enroll? He says, I keep one word in mind. Next. though.
Yeah, right. Or you say, hey, would you like to work here? You know.
Yeah, there we go. That's perfect. Jackie from Baton Rouge wants to know, she says, we give a white belt with our name and website to all attendees. How would you change this for your Comeback Monday and earn a belt invitation?
So you're already given a belt away for birthday party attendees. I would say, okay, how's it working? Am I getting, you know, one or two students a week from every party?
Uh-huh.
Am I happy with the results I'm getting? Then I might say, I'm very happy with the results I'm getting, so I might not want to play around too much. I might test this new procedure. But the short answer is, I mean, that's like the answer to the question where you analyze every little thing in your business. The short answer is you have to have something else. You got to have another reason. It's called, in publicity, they call it a hook. There's got to be another hook mm-hmm. for them to come back or to come back again. So hopefully that answers that.
Sure, I think so. Wendy has a question. She said, what do you do during the courtesy visit? Is there another intro for a student, or is it more like an office visit?
You mean they come to the group visit, and then it's the second one after that?
It's the second one. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
So I don't care if I follow a one intro close, which I did for many years, and I teach that in my Magic Intro audio course that anybody can get. But say I do a one intro, or even if I do a two intro process, I'm still not going to enroll them the day they come back as a special guest. I want to once remove it from what happened. I want to make sure they know they're coming back to me. So that second visit is, if say you're using a two-intro process, it lends itself perfectly to whatever award you're giving out that day, whatever, you know, homework assignment you gave out the group day, and then an actual enrollment conference. So that second visit, you go for both, you know, when you send them back over to your program director, you're saying, oh, and we'd really love to have, you know, say it's a two-parent household, you know, your husband here if they're married, and you know that, of course, and you look at the permission slip. You know, if it says dad's name, you know, John Jones, Sally's name, you know, Sally Jones, you assume they're not brother and sister, so they're married, so you say husband, you know, or wife, and then, you know, you have them both back. So it's the second one is like an enrollment conference, basically. You follow the same formula that you'd use if they were just a normal lead.
Great. All righty.
Cool.
Well, I think that's the last one that we have posted in. We're right at 2 o'clock here. And you have given, as usual, you have given some very easy-to-follow, awesome information. It's easy to understand, easy to implement, easy to follow. And, you know, I think this is, you know, this is definitely one of our most popular teleseminars this year as far as people responding, saying they wanted this information, because a lot of us have done birthday parties and have not got those enrollment results that we need. So I think you filled in some missing links for a lot of us today. Really appreciate it.
That's what I do, so I'm happy to do that.
What you do.
So, awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed, and I'm glad it was very well attended. And as always, Kathy, you're a wonderful host. And I'd encourage people, if you like what we talked about today, and, I mean, there's a whole lot of little hidden strategies and hidden secrets. That's kind of what we do at the NABiz Secret Society, is pretty much find those little secrets in the school that really can make things even perform 100% better, whether it's your direct mail marketing, your community involvement marketing, your special events, your birthday party system. I mean, there's a ton of resources that we do have. So I'd encourage everybody to, you know, follow those links and take us up on that trial offer. It's a generous offer.
Sounds good. Thank you so much once again, and thanks to everybody for attending today.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the opportunity to give back. So thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.